Moving on then, obviously, some other interesting games. Very, very busy opening week. So I'm sure, Nick, you were delighted with Rooney's goal forever.
Yeah, look, I could don't mind him. Quite happy for him to do well over there.
Through gritted teeth.
No, yeah, I don't have any problem as long as he doesn't score against us. I don't
Well,
mind
yeah.
what he does over there now. Like I say, not wasn't my favourite player for a long time, but yeah, I still recognise that he did well for us for years. I had actually heard, had spoke to a couple of Everton fans, and they said they hadn't been that impressed with him in kind of pre-season and all, and weren't too sure. But he's delivered for them in that first game. Let's see what he does from there. I haven't seen anything of it. I don't know if he's actually playing striker for them or just behind or what.
He played everywhere. So I've obviously, being from Stoke, I've got a few mates who watched the game, and they said that they couldn't really pinpoint a position for him. He seemed to have basically a free role across the sort of the middle third of the pitch, just up and down, both coming deep, but also being the one getting into the box and whatnot. And they said it was a very free role, and he did have a very, very good all-round performance. And obviously he also got that goal, and it was a good goal.
It is a good
You know, it
goal.
was a good run. He got in front of Joe Allen, and then he swept it home, as we've seen him do so many times. And they tell me that his touch was completely on point. You know, he was trapping balls with no problem at all, and doing everything that he's been accused of losing 5 years ago for United. But yeah, apparently by all means he had a very, very good game. And I'm glad to see it.
It is good to see. And I saw a lot of people on the cast saying, I've never celebrated a goal for another team, so, emphatically, like actually like getting out of your chair and going, yeah, come on, like you would a United goal, because a lot of the form does, does have a lot of time for him and loving the bits, really. Certainly I would be in that camp. But I appreciate why people would be, at the end of their tether with him and wanted him to go. I wanted him to go, but I can just be so happy for him because I really appreciate him in terms of what he gave to United. The goal is lovely in that he starts the move and then breaks his neck to get in, and it's just great. If anyone scores that kind of goal, I like to see it because it shows that real drive and you've just outworked everyone else. And then once you've got there, the header's absolutely quality. My only concern for Everton would be, when he was chasing the record and he hit that amazing free kick that some people probably still would call a cross, even though it clearly wasn't a cross.
Against Stoke.
Yeah, if Rooney has something to play for, like something short term, I think that's there that can be gotten, he's really motivated, and I think he'll always be brilliant on a debut and he'll always be brilliant when there's, a story to tell or something like that. It really drives him on a wee bit. I would come back to it in 3 or 4 games' time and see if he's still looking that impassioned and that, that quality and that sort of driven, because I do think that is the kind of the hallmark of the end of his career, is that that drive that set him apart in the early part of his career seemed to have evaporated, certainly at United.
I can hear you're still really missing him, aren't you, Colm? I can tell you really wanted to have a good chat about him, didn't
Oh
you?
yeah, well, this could be the rest of the podcast, Nick. I think we might have to change the title, obviously. No, look, you're absolutely right. Moving on then. Liverpool, Chelsea, both dropping points. What do you make of that, Ox?
Oh, standard, isn't it? Well, Liverpool anyway. Shipping free goals, it doesn't surprise me at all. They need to address that defence. They can't go on just buying great attacker after great attacker and playing great forward, sort of forward front football. They need to become more disciplined. They need to be able to defend set pieces. They need to be more solid at the back, else they can't go on. And obviously, it's a joy for us to see that they haven't plugged that gap yet. Because if they could get that defence sort of all singing and dancing, and have a really solid foundation for them to move off, then they'd be a scary sight, because they are very good going forward. But as long as they're leaking goals at the back, then it's of no huge concern to us.
Yeah, I think Salah will be a good signing.
Yeah,
he looked really sharp. Firmino looked brilliant. And Mane scored a great goal, a really good goal. But as you say, hilariously, all the same problems exist. And the goals they conceded were hilarious. Chelsea, Nick, that was just a disaster.
Yeah, I don't really get what goes on with Chelsea. Like, Mourinho had that winning season and then they fell apart the year after, and it looks like they're going to do the same thing again.
It's a roller coaster.
The weird thing is, they've won the league and then they've destroyed the team they had. Like, Costa's been sent off to Brazil. I don't know what the hell he's doing over there. And Matic sold to us. So it's a bizarre thing, you know. Normally you win the league, then you know, you want to build on that winning squad. And it looks like Conte has not been happy about Matic leaving, and, you know, it's not something he wanted. I don't really know what's going on in the background there. Like I say, we never really knew exactly what the story was in how Chelsea ended up crumbling so much in Jose's second season recently. And yeah, I don't know. There's something in the background again. I don't know whether it comes from Abramovich. I've read that he's going through a divorce and whatever. I don't know if there's any link through that or whatever. But look, let's just be happy that they're falling apart at the moment.
And I think, are they playing Spurs next week with, you know, a centre-back missing? Hazard won't be back. Obviously, Fabregas is now suspended as well. So, you know, it could get worse for them before it gets better. A lot of people have tipped Conte to be the first managerial, well, whether he leaves or gets sacked, we don't know. But again, I think as much as we might get carried away with a good performance, we might also get carried away with a poor performance, you know. And
I think Burnley didn't win an away game all season last year or whatever, and we're like 3-0 up in this game.
Was it not at home, that they struggled so much?
No, it was away. They'd hardly won a point away from home. Yeah, they literally didn't even get a point apart from us. That was their like only point away from home or something.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness to them, obviously down to, what was it, 9 men in the end, but still made
Come back to 3-2, didn't they?
Yeah, and I thought Morata looked pretty good.
Yeah, he didn't start, and looks like he was just slowly working his way in, but I'm pretty sure he'll be starting from now.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. But yeah, look, let's be happy about this. And in fact, it's this, you know, we talk about our chances and whatever. So yeah, Chelsea struggling. Liverpool have got this whole Coutinho.
Oh yeah, Coutinho. Yeah, he's going. He's not in the squad for their Europa League
That's causing a big shadow over their start of the season.
Yeah.
Arsenal scraped a late win after being down to Leicester.
Yeah.
So yeah, a little City maybe are looking good, but yeah, at the moment I think we've got to be looking pretty positive. Tottenham haven't bought anybody in at all, so yeah, they've got a damn good first 11. But after that, yeah, you know, they get a few injuries. You're not sure what's going to happen with them. So yeah, I think that's a lot of reasons for us to be feeling pretty positive, really.
Big time. I suppose the only other game of note, Alex, was the mighty Huddersfield coming up with a bang.
Yeah,
and also, you know, Palace, Fosu Mensah played at centre back. So, I mean, obviously great for Huddersfield. What did you make of that game?
I mean, it was just the most out of left field thing in a long time, wasn't it, really? You know, Huddersfield, they came up with that absolutely dreadful playoff final at the end of last year. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen, never mind one of the worst finals, one of the worst games.
Neither team wanted to win, wanted to even play football. It was so weird, yeah.
Weren't Huddersfield also the team who came up with a negative goal difference?
Yeah, they were, I think, yeah.
Well, it was very low anyway, which is absolutely mind-boggling, but clearly they were losing, you know, games 2-0, but then the ones they were winning by one goal. But for them to then come up and, you know, Palace are an all right team, you know, an established Premier League team now, really. For them to come up and deliver them a 3-0 beating was just absolutely incredible, and fair play to them, because I still don't think they'll get a great deal many points this season, but what a day for the fans, really.
Yeah,
absolutely. Time. Must have been incredible, absolutely incredible.
And Fosu Mensah was decent by all accounts, as much as you can be in a 3-0 loss when you're playing centre back, but you know, no one seemed to be blaming him. He had one very good tackle where he tracked back, and you know, it was obviously a certain
last-ditch
goal.
Tackle.
But no, it was a big weekend. Hopefully next weekend's just as good.
I'm very excited to see how he does there, because I think he is, you know, we always loan players out, and I think, yeah, it'd be good for them to get some time, because in the future they could be a bit of a squad player for a season, and then it'd be good to make a bit of money on them, because that's not something that United do enough. But he's one who, you know, could actually make it United. He's one of that ability and talent. It's definitely, you know, a foreseeable option for us in the future. So I'd love him to do well, because it's a good team for him to be at. They hopefully won't be fighting relegation. They'll hopefully be somewhat middling. They're in the Premier League, so he's at the standard that he needs to be. And also, Dubois should know him, I imagine, from his Ajax days. And he's obviously a very capable manager. He's actually quite pragmatic for a Dutch manager, but despite the 3-0 loss, he's typically quite pragmatic. But obviously, still, he would expect a level on the ball that you might not typically see of a British side. So I'm really excited to see what he does there. I think it's going to be a really interesting season for him.